This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Anybody confused out there about all the headlines on Ebola and flu and anything else that's coming on down? I concerned myself. I asked Super Don these things. Sometimes I'll bounce it off, of course, my humble and lovable producer. And we've been doing, obviously, Ebola every day. So I think one day we almost made it through a whole hour without talking Ebola here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It was a very difficult task with the news cycle the way it is. And we always like to kind of break through the disinformation and misinformation and try to make things clear. And, you know, and I have guests here on the show that will highlight and spotlight and may even have differences of opinion on things. But they may have a holistic bent as well, so we'll, you know, we'll talk about it and confer on it, and we'll let you guys and gals out there kind of decide, not because I want to confuse you, but because I'm not afraid of you having a few different opinions on these things. I mean, there's plenty of them out there. Most of them are so far wrong, it's ludicrous, and most of it coming from government. The things we do here, trying to cut through that garbage, and I'm going to try to do that a little bit as we start today. Super Don, first and foremost, here we go, kicking it off again on a Monday. Doing okay, my friend?
I'm doing all right, you know. It seems like the days all run into each other. There's so much going on. We're so busy. The news cycle is crazy. Can you believe we're getting close to the end of 2014?
I didn't know it until you just said it.
No.
2 months away.
It's like, holy cow, before you know it.
Don't rush me.
It's over.
I know. Before we know it, there'll be snow on the ground where you are.
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to that, too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, slip, slide away, but make sure you make it on time to the show every day. Okay.
Now, yes, sir. So, Ebola.
Yes. I do want to clarify, because yesterday's show we had, of course, we do now Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Emord. He's very critical of the Obama administration. And rightfully so. Of course, we've been critical of just about every administration that we've reviewed since we've been on the air. And we had Dr. Charles Simone. He's a high-level immunologist, cancer doctor. And he put out procedures for prevention of Ebola. And I found it was shocking because this guy's a radiational kind of guy, too. But every one of his list of, I think, nine things, eight out of the nine were basically holistic and supplemental in nature for the most part. And the only one that I would be hesitant to use, and I understand why they use it, is the chlorine bath, if you will. Why they bleach everything out, because they want to kill this bad guy so fast they don't want to mess around. But my concern, of course, is the toxicological properties of the chlorine is such that it could precipitate a weakening. Well, let's say if you wash your skin in a chlorine bleach bath, even diluted, you're going to dry your skin out and make it more porous, so you're more susceptible. That's my concern. And I put the notes in after the show so you can read his list from Sunday's broadcast. And yet, we question the very claim that Ebola is the manifestation of the interaction with one virus, the same virus in everybody. Okay? And today, more confirmation from our good friend John Rappaport. Ebola staging experts attacked the diagnostic tests. And we're going back to 1977. While I was an 11-year-old getting excited to go see Star Wars, there were scientists arguing about Ebola and how they couldn't say there wasn't enough evidence to say that one virus, this Ebola virus and hemorrhagic fever, you know, were linked 100% of the time. There was enough information that, listen to this quote, Superdon, see if this makes sense, because if it's too egg-heady, let me know. We'll try to bring it down for everybody to understand. It is impossible to consider the virological diagnosis of Ebola virus infection loose, that means apart from, the diagnosis of hemorrhagic fevers in general. The clinical picture of the disease indeed is too nonspecific to allow any hypothesis as to which virus may be responsible for any given case.
Okay.
Now I'm asking honestly, does that make sense when you hear that? What do you think? What do you hear when a statement is made like that?
Well, that you cannot honestly tell the difference between the two because they are very similar. And are we talking about when they diagnose it that they're using the PCR to do so?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
And so, how do you tell what's what when you're using that type of test?
And the point is, with that, what you just brought up, the PCR, it's nonspecific.
Right.
It is not isolating definitively one virus. It's taking a mixture of genetic debris and trying to cross-match with a reasonable suspicion to say this is it and it's the cause in each case.
Right.
And we're going back to the 1970s before PCR, and they were talking about an antibody test. And you know the thing is about antibody tests, prior to the era of AIDS and the make-believe HIV, an antibody test would indicate that you have encountered something and you have successfully overcome it, and now you will have some level of natural immunity to it. And that was all turned on its head because of the Centers for Disease Creation and their need to frighten the public into believing there was another microbiological boogeyman that would get you unless the priestcraft and the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism could save you. The government lab hats. I don't want to call them a lab hat. I want to call them some other kind of hat. But that was the polite way of saying it.
Okay, all right.
So the point is, I believe that I am right, as is John Rappaport on this, that there is a problem, there is a disease manifesting, it can be dangerous, it can be deadly, but it's not the one thing, it's not the same thing in every case. And I do believe there is some level of susceptibility here in the United States. Why? Primarily because the vast majority of Americans are chronically ill already. The vast majority of Americans have some degree of gastrointestinal inflammation, dysbiosis, microbiome imbalance that could make them susceptible to any and all types of viral or other exposures. And the base level fear that is going on over Ebola could be enough to manifest specific manifestations of that disease to where they can pinpoint it. Of course, now, the confusion arises with this story about U.S. hospitals gritting for an Ebola panic as flu season looms, is all the more complicating to this mess. Because what was it that we heard the other day? The Los Angeles area physicians were calling for people to get their flu shot so we could tell the difference in the flu season, right? Which to me is absurd. Maybe one of you out there right now want to call me and tell me either I'm out of my mind or maybe you can explain it to us. Why would they want you to get your flu shot? Of course, they call it your flu shot as if it's yours, you own it already. I mean, that's a marketing term. They want you to get a flu shot.
Well, I understand the logic that they're using behind it. And obviously, I'm not saying I agree with it.
Sure.
But here's the thing that really kind of sucks about the whole equation is that the symptoms of Ebola, at least the first
onset
symptoms that you get, unfortunately, they're the same symptoms, not just of the flu, but of many other types of
whole host of things, right?
Oh, yeah.
And now we are being told that the hospitals are being instructed, look for Ebola in everything, right?
Right.
Thank Ebola. So what's going to happen if, you know, the Americanus bubicanus that doesn't know much and doesn't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show goes out, gets their flu shot, and they have symptoms that would normally be considered flu-like symptoms, probably because they have the flu or a cold, but now they go to the doctor, the hospital, and they're afraid, and the doctor, first thing they ask is, did you get your flu shot? And you say, yes, I was a good boy, I got my flu shot. Well, what are we left with? This is more than likely Ebola, because we've been told to look for Ebola in everything. Am I off my proverbial rocker thinking that this is not a good thing?
Considering that
the Cochrane Collaboration intimates and has found that the flu shot doesn't prevent the flu anyway?
Right.
I mean, I just think this portends a bigger disaster. At least if you didn't get the flu shot, they'd be more likely to say, well, it's probably just the flu because you didn't get the flu shot, right? Even though we know the flu shot doesn't prevent the flu.
A false sense of security that people are going to have thinking they can just get the shot and then they don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. And I would argue the opposite is that you make yourself more susceptible to all kinds of aberrant immune disorders when you inject 25 micrograms of mercury and a whole host of other things that don't belong in the body via injection. Barely does it belong in there via ingestion, but at least if you ingested it and your epithelial barrier through the alimentary canal was intact, you would be likely to survive it and not succumb at all, as your bacteria, the good microbiome with the good guys down there, would neutralize it before it could get in you, right? The old question, is it in you? We don't want leaky gut, and we don't want leaky hands. So if you think you're going to, you know, use benzyl alcohol and triclosan hand wash as sanitizers, don't kid yourself. It could kill something right away, but it's going to leave you more susceptible. Coming back to silver, utilizing the silver. And then we have our elitist buddies in the mainstream media, the medical reporters like Snyderman, Nancy Snyderman's a, say it.
Yes.
She's gotten a major backlash because she violated her own initially voluntary quarantine. Now, she went out because she had to have Ebola soup, chicken soup or something, and they caught her, and she probably didn't expect that would happen. The question is, if she knows better, if she is as smart as she says she is as a doctor, etc., why would she violate that quarantine unless she knows something we don't know, that it really isn't what they say it is?
Mm-hmm.
Or she just could be such an elitist that she thinks what's good for the peons, not good for me. I'm going to go out because I'm different from everybody else. I don't know, but a lot of people are saying she's pretty darn arrogant, and certainly the way she's looked at the moms and dads out there who are rejecting vaccines because of the harm it has done for their kids, and she says, just get your damn vaccine, then I would go down the road of her being arrogant more than anything else.
I would agree with you on that, and it has left NBC with a major PR problem.
Yeah,
as they, I guess, behind the scenes apparently are doing in some kind of talks trying to decide how to handle it exactly. But, yeah, it is a problem.
You know, maybe she's taking that new drug that Mike Adams wrote about last night.
Vitamin
you heard about
D-Nile.
This?
D-Nile.
Yeah. Vitamin D-Nile. Yeah, Nancy Snyderman's been on the Vitamin D-Nile. Very funny satirical piece from the Health Ranger. Check it out. We've got everything linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, streaming live through naturalnewsradio.com and our syndicator GCN, GCNlive.com. When we come back, we'll tell you what is much more dangerous than Ebola, especially for your children, and it's happening every 8 minutes. Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Bittar will be with us a little later.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I feel so much better when I think I'm making sense and the information may be landing out there. You let me know if we're talking too quickly or over or under the heads or sideways or throwing too many curveballs at you on the Ebola situation. And you can do that right now, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. We've got some questions of the day, one on arthritis coming up, so get ready to write some things down or just keep listening to the podcast version and you can hear it over and over again, sinking in. Now, what's more dangerous than Ebola? A lot of things, in fact. A whole lot of things. And most of them are approved by the government. The government medical industrial complex. We've got a story here off of healthfinder.gov, and I've got it linked up in the show notes. And the headline reads, medication errors occur every 8 minutes in U.S. children. Every 8 minutes, somebody is screwing up and giving a child either the wrong medicine or too much of the medicine, which can be dangerous, resulting in some level of death, certainly injuries. The errors led to 25 deaths in, how long is this, 2010 to, no, well, it's over 10 years.
10-year period,
actually,
yeah.
I'm not reading this as severe as I thought it might be. This is interesting. The errors led to 25 deaths and about 1,900 critical care admissions. Now, this is not to downplay even one death, much less 1,900 critical care admissions, for medication errors, but this is happening outside of the medical hospital scenario or setting. So now they're talking about blaming parents or caregivers, giving a child a dose, then the second one comes in, doesn't know the first case. This is describing what happens in hospitals all the time, though. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about the medication errors outside of the hospital every 8 minutes for a kid, what is it inside the hospital every 8 seconds? I gotta wonder. I don't know the answer to that, but I'm looking at this. I'm thinking this is minimal compared to what's happening in hospital. I mean, if we know that, you know, 250,000 people a year are dying from properly used administered drugs, medication, hospital errors are huge. not 25 over 10 years of deaths. We're talking hundreds of thousands.
That's true. That's true. But, yeah, I think the message that they're trying to get through on this article is that, you know, that the mistakes that are being made are things that are easily remedied should you choose to continue to use this medication. They were talking about, as you mentioned, two people that are taking care of one kid and there's not communication going on there and they're you know, giving them too much. Another thing that they mention here is the use of tablespoons and teaspoons. Believe it or not, there is a significant difference between the two when it comes to quantity, especially if you're taking a medication. You know, if you're doing tablespoons instead of teaspoons, you can, you know.
But the thing is here, Super Don, let's just say, like, my favorite silver, hydrosol. If I gave too much of a whole, let's say my child were to drink a whole bottle of Sovereign Silver, what's the worst that would happen? They would wipe out their gut ecology, and then we would replenish it with good probiotics.
Right.
You would have a transit right through. You would cleanse the gut. You would replenish it. You know, because I don't deal in toxic stuff. Also, homeopathic medicine. Think about this. Child takes too much of a homeopathic medicine. What happens? If it's a sugar pellet, they might get a little hyper because they've got a lot of sugar. If it's an alcohol preserved remedy, they might get a little tipsy. If it's King Bio stuff, it's pure water, there's no issue whatsoever. The body will treat it like one dose. So, yeah, there's a big cognitive dissonance on this stuff because if we were using safe substances, if we screwed up, it'd be minimal. The issue would be bare minimum. But there is a good take-home on this study, Super Don, because it says they want parents to know that children do not routinely require medications for fever, congestion, or the common cold. That's a good message. Also, they say decreasing the use of medications may lead to fewer errors. That'd be a moment of duh.
That's a moment of duh.
Yeah, that'd be a moment of duh, right? Use less of the dangerous stuff, you'll have less problems.
If you run with scissors less, then you will stab yourself less often.
Yeah. Exactly. So, interesting. There's some good stuff coming out of that. So, I'm glad we covered it because I'm concerned, you know, the times that they give... I had a buddy of mine that called me with his son, you know, just in the months of age, around a year old. And they were afraid there was something. He was having trouble breathing. There was a lot of congestion. They went into the ER because the pediatrician said, we can't handle emergencies here. They cover your, you know what. Sent him in there. Immediately wanted to inject him, poison him, give him lots of Tylenol. It was an automatic response. And they finally got out of crisis. I told them some homeopathic remedies to do, a little bit of the silver. Got the baby out of crisis. By the time they went to the pediatrician the next day, they were able to do an herbal Chinese medicine and get this child out of any concern, you know, for what was going on from an immune system. So there are good pediatricians out there, by the way. And we've had them on this show, on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You want to call in? Call us now, 866-939-2355. We've got a question today on arthritis, also a supplemental question. We got some GMO issues. We got Dr. Rasha Bittar. We're going to chime in on epigenetics and more discussion on Ebola, if you like. We're here for you. 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. All over planet Earth, bringing the power to heal back to you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive, it's alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Absolutely, and y'all are here helping me. I appreciate you so very much. Say thanks to our sponsors for making this possible. Just click on the banners at robertscottbell.com and call us every once in a while. Say hi, 866-939-2355. 855. It is that simple. We've got some questions of the day. One on arthritis coming up momentarily. We do have a call coming in, and this is from Dr. Michelle Johnson, and she's in Las Vegas. Dr. Johnson, we met how many years ago at one of the naturopathic shows, did we not?
Gosh, it's probably been 8-9 years, maybe.
Wow. All right. So we've been at this and out and about for a while, and you're doing a lot of great healing out in the Vegas area. Also, if I remember correctly, you were doing some kind of online, let's say, ability to ask questions of a naturopath. Does that still exist?
Yes. I actually consult with this website that we call diagnoseme.com, and we have international clients that can request the type of doctor they would like to review their report. And so I do those still. I've been doing that since 2001.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you out in Las Vegas. I'll be out there the 14th through the 16th at the ACAM conference, but also there's a couple of events that are forming thanks to our good buddy Nick Brannigan on 4 o'clock on Saturday, the 15th of November at the Go Raw Cafe East Side public event, and then the next morning, Sunday at 10 a.m., the 16th of November, we'll be live from 10 a.m. to noon at the Natural Organic Healing Center. And a lecture follow. So we'll hopefully see you there. In the meantime, you have me working late tonight. After I'm off my show, I have to do some extra work with you. What are we doing?
Well, let me first say I'm really appreciative of you being willing to work late, because you know we're at a point in this whole Ebola conversation where we've just got to cut to the chase here, and that's my goal tonight with the radio show. My show is called Our Natural Right. It's on alltalkradio.net. And it begins at 6 p.m. Pacific, and Robert will be my special guest, and we're going to hopefully hammer this thing into the ground.
Okay. Well, if I slur my speech on anything, bear with me. It's just the end of my workday.
Understand, and you're about 3 hours ahead of me, so completely understood.
Yes. Well, Dr. Michelle Johnson, I'm so glad to hear your voice. I'm looking forward to being on your show and also seeing you out there in Las Vegas. Well, in a few weeks. It's less than a month away now.
Yep, I'll be there. You betcha.
All right. So tell everybody real quick, how will they be able to tune into the show tonight after mine is done?
Okay, go to alltalkradio.net, and you can click on the Listen Live link. There's also call-in numbers if we happen to have any time to do that. I'm only working, Robert, an extra hour tonight, so we'll have to do as much as we can in an hour.
All right. Do we know how we're connecting? Otherwise, fire me up the information on through the bat phone or something.
Okay, sure will. No problem.
Sounds good. All right, Dr. Michelle Johnson, thank you so much for calling in and give us the heads up. I'll talk to you after the show. And for now, let's continue on our discussion. If you go to robertscottbell.com, you'll see that there are questions of the day listed in the show notes often, and you can submit them there, or you can call in like Dr. Johnson just did and chat or ask a question or maybe throw in an opinion on what's going on out there if I'm missing something. I can't follow it and get everything going. So this is the time of the show where we get to get asked those questions that coming in from the website.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
You know, these are serious questions. The Super Don likes to make everything silly, and I appreciate him so much for that. But yes, here we go. First of two questions of the day. This is from Jason. Robert, I would like to hear your thoughts and wisdom regarding arthritis. I know there are many different forms of arthritis and many different sources or causes of it, but I would really like to hear your insight on what you believe the causes to be, whether it is truly genetic predisposition or lifestyle choice that leads to arthritis, and how much of the disease that is present in our society is currently the result of a personal choice or is possibly being taken advantage of by the pharmaceutical industrial complex, as you would say. Jason. All right. Jason, great. I haven't talked about this in depth in a long time, I guess. So, and we've got loads of new listeners coming off the Jerry Doyle Show. Those have been watching The Quest for the Cures Continues at thetruthaboutcancer.com because of Ty Bollinger. Great episode following the show tonight as well, and you can download that and watch it on YouTube as well for 24 hours. But arthritis, in my humble opinion, and this is not just me talking, but certainly my understanding of it, for the most part, is liver congestion. That's your prime starting point, liver congestion. The liver's ability to bind and excrete toxins, and before toxins even, metabolic wastes. When it cannot do that, there's like a spillover. If you can imagine, it goes into the filter and it doesn't get filtered out, so it recirculates. The kidneys try, but they don't do so well with the stuff the liver can't transform or doesn't transform. So you get this overflow in the system. And in certain body types, and this goes to the genetic predisposition part of Jason's question, in certain body types, that overspill is shuttled out into the skeletal system, into the musculoskeletal system. Things like normal metabolic waste, like uric acid, which is a byproduct of primarily animal protein digestion, though not exclusively. And that uric acid is normally in a healthy liver. If you don't eat to excess, it's transformed from the uric acid to the salt of the acid, the urate, to the urine, and you can excrete it via the kidneys and the bladder. Follow me? But if that liver is congested due to toxicity, due to deficiency, a lack of selenium, you can't produce enough glutathione, you can't bind these things out, then suddenly that overflow occurs, and in certain body types, it just hammers your musculoskeletal system. These toxins, even metabolic waste, inflame the tissues of the skeletal system. Now, initially, this could be considered in an acute scenario, the gout. Like the pheasant hunters of old, the wealthy aristocracy, they would have paintings made of them with their feet up on top of their desks or whatever, in writhing in pain. Because they had the pheasant hunts and they overindulged in animal protein and their liver couldn't handle it because they were probably drinking too much wine as well, which congested their liver. And therefore, the uric acid accumulated, often in the big toe, but it can impact anywhere in the body. Gout. That's the acute accumulation of the uric acid. So it's one thing to take an anti-inflammatory, but it's a whole other thing to open up the pathways of elimination and excretion and eliminate the problem altogether. And that's the difference between relief of symptoms and healing will be what? The liver. So we can do homeopathic medicine like Rus toxicodendron and colchicum, right? You can even do, there are forms of these acids, if you will, homeopathically that you can introduce to the body as well, like lactic acid, lactic acetum. And you can help the body, you know, alert the body, grab it, let's get it out and go. But if you don't simultaneously do something for the liver, you might just be stirring up the pot for temporary relief and end up somewhere else. As this degrades, this inflammation becomes more chronic. It could even become autoimmune when the damage of an inflammation to the cells are so severe that the immune system no longer recognizes those skeletal cells as self and begins to attack. They call it autoimmune, like rheumatoid arthritis. And then the dumb doctors want to shut down your immune system because they think your immune system has gone awry, has gone crazy. Put your immune system in the loony bin. No, put your doctor in the loony bin. What you need to do is correct the cells. Revert those cells back to self, healthy cells, by flushing it out. Dr. Daniel Newsom talks about floating the toxins out, which is why we do the hydrogen-rich water. Robertswater.com, download the free ebook there. We've written about it also in Unlock the Power to Heal. And Dr. Newsom has a three-pronged approach, which I love, love, love. You know, as a homeopath, I'll use homeopathic medicines too. But his digestive detox, his Inflammagon, and his super earth energy, it's a three-pronged approach to address the inflammation wherever it occurs in the body and move it on out. Move it on out. No, that was moving on up. Wasn't that super
That's funny. I thought of that right as you said.
Moving on out. Ooh, doo, doo. Out your hole. Da, da, da. Okay. I'm really
Uranus.
Getting Yes, there you go. Out the planet Uranus. So anyway, great question. There are so many things you can do that are anti-inflammatory, including increasing essential fatty acids. But my bottom line, get that liver to work well. Selenium, homeopathic detox. We've talked about it with Dr. King for years. Do the Roberts water. Go to the Echo Water System. Do Dr. Newsom's stuff, drnuzum.com. There's a link there. Read the 9 steps to keep the doctor away as well. Now, there's a second question here, a little bit of a challenging question, not so bad. We've actually covered this on the air before with Chris Barr. Hey, Dr. Bell, or whoever is reading this. I have not been able to find silica anywhere without the additive magnesium stearate and stearic acid. I ordered from Alta Health Products and was disappointed that I found that it had some of that in there. I love the innate GTF chromium and selenium, both having ingredients that are different. They don't have that in it, but the silica does. What do I do to increase my silica intake? Now, if you want a liquid form without it, you can do the horsetail extract, make the tea, but they concentrate that tea very richly, deeply. They load up by concentrating that tea into a tableting form. And the quantity of those two ingredients are their vegetarian sourced, non-GMO sourced, just so you know. And I weigh this out because you couldn't drink enough of the horsetail extract tea safely to get the amount that you're going to get in that tableted form, which is why I still recommend the AltaSilica that you get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. And I've weighed it out over the years, and for the most part, I want you to avoid those things. But this form, I found it to be the least detrimental and the maximizing of the silica that we need to get in to strengthen the connective tissue, including in arthritic situations, but including in cancer situations where the cancer has an ease of ability to chew through the connective tissue when you don't have enough silica in the system. Also, neurological degradation diseases is a silicon deficiency. So much of what we're relying upon relates to this humble trace mineral known as silica. So I still stand behind the Alta, even though it has those ingredients in it, but in a minor amount and a vegetarian non-GMO source. If you got another option, let me know. Listen, but clinically I've seen it work so well. So there you go. Thanks. Love the show, Sharon says. Been listening for years. I always listen in the morning from the previous day. You're a great way to start my day. Sometimes you and Super Don crack me up so much. Super Don, there you are again. My friend, Super Don, making us laugh.
Well, we're happy. Happy to make everybody laugh. Because you know what? You need it.
Yeah.
In this world with all of the craziness going on and Ebola and we're all going to die, it's good to laugh once in a while and kind of ground yourself and get back to center a little bit.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. Okay, so homeopathic arthritis formulas, you got them. I hope this was helpful to you. Hydrate. I can't tell you how much of skeletal issues are a lack of hydration. Even the bones need hydration. There's also guaiacum, another one. I mentioned colchicum, ruta, pulsatilla. Oh, man, there's so much to do. All right, we're going to be back. Chipotle versus Monsanto in the GMO Battle of the Century in Colorado. Thanks to Nick Brannigan for pointing this one out. We'll talk about it when we come back. 866-939-2355. Thank you for being here.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. pills, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
For Godzilla versus Megalon on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Going back to my Japanese monster movie days here. No, it's actually not that. It's Godzilla versus Monsanto. No, which one's Godzilla Monsanto? Monsanto would cause Godzilla to happen.
Since when did Chipotle become Godzilla?
You know, it's not right. I'm just thinking, who is it going to be against who? The smog monster here? I'm just trying to find an analogy that works, and none of them seem to be working right now. But the good news is, you can go to a fast food restaurant and pretty much get good quality food if you're in a pinch. And our good friend Nick Brannigan, who's helping me out, hooking me up with these events we mentioned in Las Vegas, he's going to, he put out an article, in fact, over at his healthconspiracy.com website. It's Chipotle versus Monsanto on Colorado GMO labeling initiative. Now, the thing is, he has a caveat at the beginning, and of course, that's because Nick, he's a purist like me in this regard. He says, although I applaud Chipotle for donating to require GMO labeling in Colorado, it needs to be noted that the law would not require labeling of the genetically modified corn chips and white flour tortillas that Chipotle serves to its customers.
Oh, man!
And that is why, when we go, I don't let my kids have the flour wrap of, you know, the F-L-O-U-R or the corn chips that they serve there. Because they're not serving organic non-GMO all the way yet. So I'm not blinded to that. If I'm ever, you know, going, hey, yeah, good job, Chipotle, I appreciate the good stuff that they're doing. But they haven't gone all the way yet. Evidently, they're working on it. So if you go there, I recommend that you don't let your kids eat the corn chips or the wrap. Get the bowl with some good quality things inside it. Super Don, do you have a Chipotle there in Klamath, wherever you are? Is there one that
exists? No, there is not one here in Klamath. Klamath is a relatively small town. Comparatively to, you know, a lot of the other cities. So it's kind of a small town atmosphere, but Chipotle is not here.
Not here yet. So you don't have a lot of, you can eat the blue green algae. That's it.
There's plenty of that, yeah.
I could see you out there grazing on the lake.
Just kind of skimming the lake, yeah.
No, you got to purify that stuff, I know. You got to.
Good stuff.
But, yes, it's a good statement. Chipotle chairman and CEO, co-CEO, Steve Ellis, he said this last Tuesday, said, fundamentally, we believe that people have a right to know what's in the food they eat. Consumers want this information. We are already giving it to them, but well-funded opposition groups continue to fight labeling efforts with opponents putting their own profits ahead of consumer preferences. And see, here's where we've had the libertarian battle, right? Because some of our libertarian friends think, you know, labeling is a raw deal because it's too much government. But the thing is, the government is the one allowing the Monsantos of the world to hide the danger of their ingredients, much less that their ingredients are even in the food. So how do people make an informed decision, a choice, if they don't want it? I mean, I haven't had the hardcore libertarian be able to answer that for me yet. I guess technically you could dig so deep that you'll find it if you work your little tushy off. But I don't know. Super Don, you're kind of libertarian too. Am I off base in saying I think I'd rather have labeling than not?
Yeah, well, you know, it's an interesting thing because, yeah, I mean, what are we talking about? Basically, it would be a mandate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you start getting into the back and forth of, well, you know, you're not in favor of this mandate, but you're in favor of this mandate. So, you know, it's the kind of thing you just have to do the homework and see, you know, what works for you. I mean, do we have a right, as a libertarian, would a libertarian have the right to know what's in the food that he's eating? Well, I think so.
You want to know.
Yeah, I mean, so how do you accomplish that if the government is allowing companies to hide what those ingredients are?
Or actively going after you if you label this, you know, non-GMO ingredient superior to the GMO ingredient.
Yeah, I suppose as a libertarian who's health conscious and doesn't want to eat those things, then just, you know, go with the family farms.
Yeah.
And you got nothing to worry about.
True. And again, there is that layer and level of consumer caveat emptor, so to speak, buyer beware. But there's so much suppression of information by that same federal government that you don't want them to force labeling, you know, and the corporate welfare involved in the Monsantos of the world. They didn't get that big because their products were so in demand that people were just clamoring for them. They got that big because they bought their way in. The influence of a large centralized bureaucracy. So even if we can just do it on a state level, hey, if you're making it or selling it in our state, we say we want to know. Our people want to know. Then you've got something closer to home. We've seen local non-GMO ordinances, right? We can talk about the support of going local always. But, yeah, get to know your farmer, or better yet, become your farmer. Be the farmer.
Be the farmer.
Be the farmer. All right, what do we want to do next hour? What do you think?
How about Dr. Bitar?
How about let's do some advanced medicine with Dr. Rashi Bitar? Yeah, I agree. Let's do that. You want to call in and talk to Dr. Bitar? Get on the phones right now, 866-939-2355. We've got Ice Storm Epigenetics. That's cool. And soda and aging? Stick around. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.